Francis Church entered the offices of the Sun. He'd been writing editorials for the paper for a good many years about many subjects. In fact, about any subject concerning people and their activities. Any subject but one. He just never did care much for politics. And he left editorials of a political nature to his fellow writers. He headed for the office of managing editor Edward P. Mitchell for the day's assignment.
Hello, Church. This letter came in the morning mail. Kind of interesting. I'd like for you to answer it. Here.
Why, it's from a child, Ed. You're not serious.
I am. I think it has some possibilities. Go on, read it.
Well,
dear editor,
I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?
Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 59th Street, New York City. Well, she's certainly starting to worry early. It's only September. Look, Ed, I don't know what to tell this youngster. Isn't there something else you can put me on?
Now, Frank, you know as well as I do, the paper's policy is to answer every letter to the editor. That means letters from kids, too. Besides, I'm not so sure but what you still do believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah? Oh, maybe I do. All right, I'll see what I can come up with.
Whatever objections he felt at the beginning faded away as Francis Church began to write. The idea suddenly took hold, and Church could hardly keep up with his own thoughts. More than a letter about Santa Claus, it went beyond that. It had developed into a beautiful and thrilling testament to the joy of existence. Since that day, it has taken its rightful place as a Christmas classic, and perhaps the most famous editorial ever written. Its words of everlasting truth have been reprinted, recorded, recited, and remembered every holiday season since. And its beauty has never lost its luster.
Quadrilia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect, as compared with the boundless worlds about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then. No poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they're not there. No one can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, not even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view in picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.